Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting third. The left fielder, Dave Philly. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Kermit Wall. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Tipton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Scheib. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Carl Scheib. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting second. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting third. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting sixth. The catcher, Joe Ginsburg. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Dick Krahoski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dizzy Trout. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dizzy Trout. And now, play ball. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow takes first base on ball four. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a pop-up towards short. Joost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a fly ball into left field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wall fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a fly ball into left field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon takes first base on ball four. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski hits a pop-up towards third. Wall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Scheib is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheib hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. Joost hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout hits a fly ball into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 1 in the game. Pretty hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wall fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Vallo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Krahoski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vallo for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. Philly takes first base on ball 4. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. Fain hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Philly moves to second. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall is 0 for 1 in the game. Wall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirtz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 1 in the game. Evers hits a fly ball into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 1 in the game. Groth takes first base on ball 4. Wirtz moves to second. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0 for 1 in the game. Ginsburg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0-for-1 in the game. Tipton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Krahoski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Scheib is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheib is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Scheib hits a fly ball into right field. Word settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Lapon hits a fly ball into left field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0-for-1 in the game. Krahoski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Scheib covering, for the out. Two outs. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 0-for-1 in the game. Trout strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-2 in the game. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Vallo hits a line drive towards the mound. Trout reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Philly takes first base on ball 4. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-2 in the game. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-2 in the game. Pretty takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wirtz is hit by the pitch. Pretty moves to second. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-2 in the game. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice throws to second for one, and Suter throws to first, and Fain drops the ball. Pretty moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Evers. The throw from Tipton and he is safe. Evers steals second. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Groth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7. With the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chapman strikes out. One out. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall is 0-for-2 in the game. Wall hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-2 in the game. Suter hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0 for 2 in the game. Ginsburg hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Lepon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Scheib fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0 for 2 in the game. Krahoski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 0 for 2 in the game. Trout strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0 for 2 in the game. Tipton hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Scheib is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheib is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Scheib hits a line drive into center field. Groth picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Groth. Scheib moves all the way to home. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Athletics. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 3 in the game. Joost hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Vallow. The throw from Ginsburg and he is safe. Vallow steals second. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks, Philly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lepon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Pretty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a line drive towards short. Joost catches it and throws to first to double up Pretty. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Wirtz hits a pop-up towards third. Wall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 3 in the game. Fain hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Fain moves to second. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall is 0 for 3 in the game. Wall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it, steps on third, and throws to second for the double play. Two outs. Todd Davis pinch runs for Kermit Wall. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 3 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock now playing second base. Pete Suter now playing third base. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 3 in the game. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Scheib fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Keller pinch hits for Johnny Groth. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller takes first base on ball 4. Neil Berry pinch runs for Charlie Keller. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ginsburg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Berry moves to third. Pat Mullen pinch hits for Johnny Lapon. Hank Weiss now pitching. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Berry scores. Two outs. It's Athletics, 1, Tigers, 1. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0 for 3 in the game. Krahoski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ginsburg moves to second. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 0 for 3 in the game. Trout hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Trout for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Neil Berry now playing shortstop. Pat Mullen now playing left field. Hoot Evers now playing center field. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0 for 3 in the game. Tipton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 4 in the game. Joost is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock now playing third base. Pete Suter now playing second base. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a fly ball into left field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Krahoski fields the ball and throws to Trout covering. Safe. Vallow moves to second. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Vallo moves to third. Philly moves to second. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chapman is walked intentionally. Lou Limmer pinch hits for Billy Hitchcock. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wirtz. Limmer reaches second base with a double. Vallo scores. Philly scores. Chapman goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Athletics. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-4 in the game. Suter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Limmer scores. It's 5-1, Athletics. Gene Bearden now pitching. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Suter. The throw from Ginsburg and he is safe. Suter steals second. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0-for-4 in the game. Tipton takes first base on ball 4. Hank Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Suter moves to third. Tipton moves to second. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-5 in the game. Joost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Suter scores. Tipton scores. Weiss moves to second. It's 7-1, Athletics. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0-for-2 in the game. With 3 walks. Vallo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Philly hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wirtz who is chasing the ball. Philly reaches third base with a triple. Weiss scores. Joost goes all the way around to score. It's 9-1, Athletics. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bearden fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Barney McCoskey now playing left field. Dave Philly now playing third base. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-4 in the game. Evers hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Sushok pinch hits for Neil Berry. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok hits a pop-up towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Ginsburg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Weiss covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 9, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.